The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode. We believe you'll be richly blessed.
Prayer is very, very vital in all that we're saying. If all you have heard does not cause you to engage in the spirit in intercession, you have not heard. You have not heard. You are just hearing. You have not heard. When you hear,
we thank you, our Father, Habanino Shefrehet, Yamana Tabali Endo Shavanata. For men always ought to pray and not to faint. Men always ought to pray. Men always ought to pray. Even your adversary has weakened you even in the place of prayer for to hinder your progress. But I tell you, this is also a way of wisdom. A way of wisdom, even to see the things you have heard. Even to see the things you have heard. For prayer helps you see clearer. Prayer grants you the ability to be able to even do them. Praying them is a sign that you have seen indeed. Praying them is a sign that you have heard indeed. You always ought to pray. You always ought to pray, for you will give yourself more to prayer even in the days we are in, because of the words you have received. They are words to be embodied. The armies of the living God, they are not weak in the place of prayers. Weakness in the place of prayer is a sign that your strength is little. As you know, no nobody under butter. I have given you the wood. Let the fire not go out. For there is enough wood to burn a sacrifice, even to become a living sacrifice. So I say, go back to your knees again. What with these words, even in the place of prayer, and victory indeed awaits thee in the days ahead.
When it is time to pray, nothing should engage or distract you. Nothing. You must fight for your own soul. You must fight for your life. That we are talking about your life. Your future. So we keep engaging prayers and we keep on applying wisdom, okay? When you are on the console, you are working with your brain, you are playing with your spirit. That's the wisdom. You're carrying camera, you are doing all of that. Your spirit must not lose sight. Jesus said, my house will be called the house of prayer of all nations. It didn't say it's the house of message, house of prayer. But he gave the ministry of word and prayer. So it means that the word must result in prayer. So please, let's not take prayer lightly, okay? I hope you're going to repent of that.
Yes, sir.
Some of us, we take time of prayer too. We've got to do something to make us not be bad. Satan will just engage your mind in a way that will, you just do something that will not make you active. It's something, you are robbing yourself. It is there, you go and do something. Let us pray. Send you go and do something. That wisdom of death was sought to you and you are bound to it. Please rescue yourself, okay? Say, I will rescue myself. Rescue yourself. There's no Act fast, root of these things. You're going to be engaged in the spirit. I want to welcome you this morning to this meeting. Give the Lord a hand for this. Good, very well. Don't mind, we play, but we are serious. Okay, we play, but we are very, very serious. So this is a serious business. And do me well by welcoming someone by your side there with a smile. Huh? With a smile to the house this morning. If somebody by your side does not give you a smile, reject his greeting. Back to sender. Huh? If you can't see the teeth, if the lips are closed, give him back his greeting. I don't know how you smile. Your teeth is not open. You are the only one who knows how to do that one. I don't know it. Praise God. You're welcome to this meeting. We bless the Lord for all he has been helping us. This is a great blessing. It's a great blessing. And I know that we can never recover from this one. Actually, a chapter has just been opened. A chapter has just been opened. We have been hearing the words of the message of the everlasting life. But we're now seeing the engagement. We're seeing the engagement. If we hear all of this and we don't see the engagement, it won't promise us anything. God is a place where we can't move in there and not be invited to serious warfare. It's a fierce realm. It's a fierce domain. It's a place where great men are brought down. Amen. So, I want to believe God that we'll begin to pay close attention to every instruction henceforth. In any way, we pray every morning. We pray every morning on the FM Live. And let me invite you, if you are not having any other prayer at such a time, I can assure you that you're going to enjoy praying more. And you're going to know what to pray about. Do you understand? Your prayer must change level. So, every day from Monday to Friday, every morning, 5 to 6, just an hour. About an hour together. You can add more to it. You can pray before it. But that 1 hour is essential to add to your prayers. I want to encourage all of us everywhere we are to try and observe that 1 hour, okay? Try and do it. 5 o'clock, it doesn't matter when you sleep. You should be able to wake up at 5 o'clock. And 1 hour, you can go back to sleep. Nobody should be sleeping by 5 o'clock. Huh? No serious person. Except you sleep very late. And if you sleep very late, you can still wake up at that time. Wake up and pray and go to sleep again. So you understand the thing? By five, the day is already dawning. Quite dawning. So we're going to be taking time to pray so we can do a lot of worrying in the spirit with the things that we have heard. Because words are instruments of warfare. When you hear words, it helps you to war properly. You war. Actually, prophecies are majorly meant to war. When I say prophecies, it's message. It's words. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee. And the same prophecy is going before on all of us. Amen. So this is not personal prophecy. It's actually a general prophecy, but it's now made manifest to Timothy. Paul said that thou mightest by them war a good warfare. Say warfare. Warfare. Say it again. Say warfare. Warfare. So a sense of warring must be awoken in you at this time. A sense to know that you have opposition. You have limitations. You have constraints. You have schemes and arrangements within you that will not allow you to go beyond a point. There are some no-go places in your life in advance towards God. You go to a place and they will say, you can't go beyond this point. And you're going to try and roll around. I say you can't go beyond this point. Because nobody has ever gone beyond it in your lineage. How will you be the first one? So when you are advancing into new territories in the spirit as the first person, you must be very, very decisive and very terrible. Tough. Because nobody has ever shattered the path before around you. So to be a pioneer in your family is not easy. I went to the house, please. And you've got to do it very well. Because God is not going to excuse you. He's going to put you through thorough process. Why is he going to do that? So you can be a pattern for other people. Because if you don't go through the thorough process, praise God. Say amen with me, please. If you don't go through the thorough process, you won't be able to keep the path for others to follow. That's why God didn't exempt Jesus from any, like I was saying somewhere here, God didn't give the Holy Ghost to Jesus like he gave it to you. He made him a yeast unleavened from beginning to the end. Unleavened. You know unleavened? No aid. There's no part of his life where he has an endowment of help. But all of us, we had it. They have to help us. If they don't yeast, us, we won't survive. Are we in the house, please? They have to yeast us. So we enjoy a lot of aids. How many of us took the aid and make it permanent? They gave you aid to help you. You collect the aid, you say, this aid, I know to let it go. They say, it's not your own. Amen. And when do we hear that Jesus Christ at 12 began to intercede in the Holy Ghost? Meshka palianda. Merabalata balishke penimasi. Do you read any place? No single place. And when he was born, he began to speak in tongues. Makabaleta. Makabaleta. Mekalota supalishke pani. If you speak, do we interpret it? He's a lone ranger. He had no interpreter. So they threw him into a dangerous sphere in the spirit without any aid so that he can go through detail of the paths to return back to God. So when you go in, coming to Christ today, you can discover your way back. As I say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You can get the detailed compass back because he actually captured the whole detail. And that's another they did to another man called Paul. They used Paul because Paul, just didn't have hair. Amen. He only had flesh. He didn't have hair. But the man had hair and much debt. So they have to take that example also and run him out. For many of us who have captured so lot of hell and death, am I the only one in that class? I think you have your own hell too, right? If you never knew you have hell, I think by now you should know you have hell. Praise God. They took him and they run him out. No wonder he wanted immediately got saved. He wanted to start preaching. He said, no. There are many people who got saved and began to preach, and God allowed them. They didn't allow for Paul. They took him through process of revelation. By revelation. To see how God can turn a hellish man. So they made him a part of first Timothy. Let's go back there. Let's go there. Wherefore, who was before a blasphemer? Are you there with me, please, today? I'm just trying to set our hearts. So when you leave this place, the thing will remain with you. Amen. Because you have come to be blessed, and blessed you must. Amen. And blessed you are. Amen. in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it out ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of God, of the Lord, of our Lord, was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and wonderful acceptation that Christ just came to the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Okay, let's look at the next place. Is that the last verse there? Thank you very much. I think the person on the... Howbeit, for this cause, I obtain mercy. For this cause, what is the cause? That in me first. There's a reason why I obtain mercy. That in me first. Say in me first. Oh my God, this is serious. It is in Peter first. In me first. Because since the day Paul believed Jesus, he never had a reason to doubt. He never had a reason to doubt. He made progress from sphere to sphere to sphere. So in me first, Jesus Christ might show forth what? Not some long suffering. All long suffering. For what? A pattern to them. Huh? Which should hereafter believe on him to what? So, Paul was the first pattern from believing to life everlasting. So, if you follow Paul, you will connect to everlasting life. Not just that in his message, it was shown in him. Jesus showed it in him. He used his life or his soul or training or raising as a pattern to show step by step. So you can, when Paul says, follow my footsteps, it's not trying, it's telling you that I took step by step. They didn't make me to jump. They didn't hate me too much. So that everyone who will believe to life everlasting can get reality, can get the scheme out. Praise God. As all of us, you must look like Paul in the spirit. When people look at you and say, this man is like Paul. And I know you want to be like Jesus. But try to be like Paul. Because Paul is the first pattern. Hallelujah. So, you remember yesterday I was talking about, let me welcome my Baba and Mommy. I'm just talking on, I'm greeting us, okay? That's the style for this time. Eh? Let's greet all the mommies and daddies in the house today. Come on, greet all of them. Welcome them. Mommy Obio to Mommy Oladapo. Mommy. Family Yesin. There's also, let me remember. Pastor Henry Smolder, us. Pastor Henry Adekpoju, Mama Adekpoju, you're welcome, my Mama. You're welcome. You're welcome. Praise the Lord. We're going to have more mamas and babas and mamas very soon. Because this thing is for all of us. And this thing is sweet. Though it's bitter in the heart, but it's sweet in the mouth. Huh? When you get to your belly, what? The process when you want to eat it and absorb it. Oh, don't bore. Thank God for making it sweet in the ear. If it's bitter in the ear, it will be difficult. Nobody will be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's appreciate all our brethren from Lagos. We thank God for all of them. Let's appreciate the Lord for them. Thank you very much for coming around. Thank you. And you'll still come around again and again and again and again. And you won't end coming around. Pastor Larry, we'll see you again and again and again and again and again. By June, we are going to have singles rendezvous. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Ahoo. A generation has come to stay. And I love that I'm part of this, that generation. Even if I'm 80 years, I'm part of that generation. If you like, go grow old and be going away. Me, I'm part of an active generation. But there's something hanging on this generation.
We thank you, our Father. Habani no shefrehe katalanianto beberino sia valiante roshia. For indeed a new breed is upon the face of the earth. A new breed has been unleashed. A new breed has been unleashed. Halano shikavananata bania haha. Who will be raised with wisdom to war a good warfare. Hanato chevelenia te te tavaliante. I tell you, you are part of this breed. You are part of this breed and you should see yourself so. You should see yourself so. It is time to war against the adversary. Lano shihetana. Erodadadasia kabalian. Behold, warriors who have been raised with wisdom. Warriors who have been raised with wisdom. Young men with the wisdom of the aged one. Young men with the wisdom of the Most High, even to ward against the adversary and even overcome. For I tell you, you are overcomers. A generation of overcomers you are. Lano shihatabania. That is the space you have been called into. And indeed, many are those in this camp. Many are they. They are many. They are not few. And you are part. And you should begin to see yourself so. For you are part.
That's true. Begin to see yourself so, right? Yes, sir. And that's what you even need to do. See yourself, you are part. Even if you are 80 years, you can still be in that generation. So it's a spiritual generation. It's not a natural thing. Okay. Caleb was 85. He was trying to ask my strength was when I was 40. I was 40 when we got to that place. And they gave the inheritance. As my strength was then, so it is today. Both to war and to fight. Oh my. So we have patterns in the spirit, right? So I belong to a generation, okay? And you can't leave me. No, be careful that door. No, be careful because I'm actively there, right? Very active there. There's nothing you are doing that I'm not involved. I mean, I don't know the computer like you know it. That's not the only thing you know that I don't know. You know what I'm saying? You are faster than me. Your speed is faster. Everything you do there is not. I'm taking it backside. But in the spirit, I'm actively active in your generation. Amen. So by the grace of God, in 2 months' time, or 3 months' time, June, we'll be having singles rendezvous. And for any of our parents who feel that they are not getting hold, they are actively part of that program. Amen. And we'll continue this meeting there. Facing the giants. Amen. And I tell you, as much as we're ascending up, you will see the ripple effect in the natural. The climate of natural will change because a people are ascending. Because the temperature we find there comes from above. Anytime there's much water above, you see the effect down here.
Be strong, be strong, be strong, be strong, be courageous, be courageous, be courageous. Kalo shahate veniata, enino ziviniata, baliendo vavashi fanata. For it is time to face your fears. It is time to face your fears and bring them down. And bring them down. It is time to come to the zone of deliverance where you can deliver many. Where you can deliver many. For these are the days of deliverance of men. Ajavani entosia. Men will be delivered for to deliver many. For to deliver many. For to deliver many. For the wisdom has been given. The wisdom has been given. So I say, be strong. Be strong and be courageous. Be strong. Be courageous. Be strong. Be courageous. Put on this armor. Put on this armor. Put on this armor. Paranotasia, for they have been communicated to you. Put on this armor. Learn to fight. Learn to war, even a good warfare. Learn to war, even a good warfare. Hatoshaladabana, for there is a name that the camp is bearing, even at this season. It is called victory. It is called victory. It is called victory. You must bear that name. You must bear that name. For you are victors. For you are victors. You are overcomers. You are overcomers. That is your name. That is your name. That is your name. That is your name. For to bring down the adversary. For to bring down the adversary. Let your gaze not shift even from this calling. Let your gaze not shift even from this calling. Behold it. Behold it. Even until you become it. Do not fear. Do not fear. Be strong and be courageous. For it is time to take the giants down.
Amen. 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 Pastor Tayo, welcome to the house this morning. Thank you very much for spending this week in your city. Amen. Sometimes you need to come around and just walk through the city and just see the climate. Eh? Once in a while, so I can see, extent of either conquest or instead of devastation. Hallelujah. Pastor Parks, you're welcome also. Thank you very much for coming. You are already an undo man. Pastor Parks is by reason of the spirit, is having a foot in this land. And this is the land of warriors. I think you know this land of warriors. Oh, no city is the land of warriors. That's why most of the names of this land is Akin, 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 Akin. Amen. So it's a land. Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you very much. It's a land of warrior. I mean, ancient warriors. So you can't be here and not be a fighter. Even naturally speaking, although people are fighting people. Wait for. Here can I? Is it crazy? Every language is aggressive. Muna jona be. Is it here? Kwenye kwe wakwe je, kwe be, kesha. Everything they say lands on an aggressive part of you. When they don't find a way to abuse about you, we enjoy. We want what's in your eyes. One day they spoke to me and said, I was in the bus somewhere and I saw the person. She was at the junction and I saw her and I reversed. I gave her a space. But the fact that the car was coming with the back towards her. They are ready to, you know what I'm saying? To attack. It's like a... You just look at me. Well, yeah, anyway. So, you know, the way he said it was... So I had to look at... Maybe I had a blow on my lips that I was not aware of. I had to look at the mirror. Amen. So it's a land of warriors, and when you are around there, when you see Pastor Larry singing, you can see a measure of crying within that voice. It's an undo voice. I tell you, it's an undo voice. A cry in the spirit. So this is a land when you are. We are to be raised to war with spirits. With spirits. And so, Pastor Parks, you are going with that to London. Amen. And you know how amazing the Ondo and London are amazing. When I was small, just write, put L and N at the back. London. Ondo, just put L and N. London. Londo. Praise the Lord. So I believe that this realm, God is inviting us there, and that's why it's being ignited in this place. So at every, you know, some years, like a year or 2 years back, when I was in convention, I was hearing about the message, and the Lord said to me, I saw laughter in the spirit, like laughing at us, not knowing the consequence of what we're hearing. There is a feeding for invitation. That the way we have approached the spirit in the past, we switch, we change. You know that cool way we enjoy revelation. Revelation is equipping to stand in the spirit. As I be, no, finally my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand in every day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore. Or standing what? Only stand. That's one of the things you hear about soldiers, that ability to stand for a long time. Just stand like that for the next hour. Stand. So when you are standing in the spirit, you are actually waging war. By standing, you are waging war. Because it is not easy to stand. It's easier to walk than to stand. I think you know that. And they say, walk now, for the next 30 minutes you'll be walking. But you can walk 30 minutes to your house. And no. And they say, stand for 30 minutes. You now know that you need open to stand. If you are not strong, if you don't have might, you can't stand. So it's as a result of building over time, they don't tell you, make a stand in the spirit. And the devil does not know, he doesn't like anybody who is standing. Stand, therefore. Because you're going to take stand in the evil day. We do all to stand. And we stand in the evil day. Listen to me. Evil day has come upon all nations of the earth. Huh? The only difference is that in the day, some will be sleeping. Some will be playing. Why some will be able to stand? They will have gone through process that can make them to stand. And I trust the Lord that this generation will withstand in the evil day. We look so weak. Sometimes when our parents look at us as if, oh my dear boy. But I tell you, the giants who can't conquer, they will conquer them. They will. Because God has chosen them to raise them. Praise the Lord. It's going to be an echo across the whole earth. That will no more hide from giants. We'll stand and face the giants. Because we'll come to know another person who is in us. Who is more than the giants. He said, who is more? We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. We won't hide our faces anymore. We won't run to hide anymore. No. We'll stand. All we need to do is just take a stand. Just stand. Just take a stand. And the enemy can be afraid of your standing. Praise God. Praise God. Paul said, even we who are the first fruit of the Spirit, that should be Romans chapter 8. Romans 8, 23. Let's go back a little bit, one by one verse. All creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and traveleth in pain together until now. I come to know more that this creation are not just it's not just all organic life and stones and no. The whole spirit world from realm of dominion, principalities of powers, and all of that. They are all what is referred to really as creation. Alright? Are you with me, please? Because they are the entities that has to do with the throne. They have to do with their dominion. In realm of dominion, other things like plants and animals, all of that, are not part of it. They are under man's dominion. So they answer to man. Amen. So if we mismanage them, it is we that will suffer. No spirit suffer. We are the ones who suffer. They are meant for us. So we can start to wipe away species. It's our ecosystem that will suffer, okay? I want the house, please. And so, they don't refer to them as creation. In creation, talk about visible and invisible. For Colossians chapter 1, quickly go there. Colossians 1, let's check, is it 15, quickly? Who is the image of the invisible God? The firstborn of every creature. Firstborn of every creature. Verse 16, for by him were all things created. Amen. Were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominion or principalities or powers, all things were created by him. So when you talk about things created or creation, these are creation. Okay? I went to the house, please. They are the things that have to do with dominion and throne and God's kingdom. Other things are about man's kingdom. They are subversive to man's kingdom. So all of this groaned. They are waiting for a new order of life where God's order that is in the Son can find visibility. You understand that before the word of man, this has been, right? They are all older than man. Principalities and powers and dominions and all of that, they are all older than man. So they have been before man was created. They are the previous dominion that God used and is still using them. Amen. But then they're not really the actual dominion that God has. God created them to use them, but it's not really God's dominion. It's not the dominion as it is in God, because they were all of them were in God. They were created out of God. That's why in Jesus Christ, who is the Son, being manifested, you can see all of those sphere in the Son. The Son is power. That's why you have the gospel of power. Amen. Jesus has captured all of this dominion in his true entity in himself. So it means that creation was just a show of how they look like. It's not the exact one. So God has in mind that this is the dominion that is actually waiting for as his own dominion. Say amen with me, please. So the more we look at the Son, the more we see all of these spheres in the Son. That's why when Jesus asked them in Caesarea Philippi, who am I? Who are you? The Son of Man is. And Peter said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. That too, Christ, Son of the living God, captures his true entity in the realm of dominion that is in God. And he said, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And he said, now I know that I will build my church. Because this is the basis of how I will build my church, the such church that the gate of hell cannot prevail. Because all of order of dominion in creation, they are afraid of hell. That's why they are very, very careful. In dealing with Satan, they are very, very careful. Because Satan can stain them. Hell can stain them. Even Michael, they are very careful. Because somebody can stain them. That's why Jude was talking about those who spots in your feast of charity. And they can spot you there with flesh. They can come out with flesh and spot you in the feast of charity. You have to be careful. I said, to keep yourself in the love of God. So all of creation is groaning for an adoption that we put an end to capacity or probability of being corrupted. And all of their hope is in the appearing of the Son of God. The manifestation of the Son of God. And the Son of God will be shown fully the way they are. From the lowest ladder to the highest of it. Christ, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. Showing the ladder of sonship. That has capacity to end in the only begotten Son of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So I believe strongly that capturing all of that at this time is such a privilege. And for us to know that moving to the realm of the living actually is a moving to the realm of fierce warfare with hell. I will build my church and the gates of hell. So there's a church that hell and its gate will not prevail against. But if the church is not built, what does it mean? Hell will prevail. Hell will prevail. So they can overcome sin, overcome death, overcome all the flesh. But they will always be victim in the end of hell. You know, up to this point now, you know, some of us see hell as a place where sinners go to after they die. Largely in the church, we don't even know what is called hell. We don't know what is called death. But these are spheres of life that must become so clear to us over time. Amen. Amen. Or we're going to be raised to engage against those doors, those gates. And I want to believe God that God has blessed us with patterns, examples. Amen. God has raised a lot of people around us. You know, I told you in January I saw eagles in the air that God says we train men to ride horses. So we have in our midst here one of the eagles. And that's true. I'm not flattering. I'm not flattering. Now, training a generation how to war. How to war. They have not seen anything. They are going to see the most fierce generation. I'm telling you, who will not fear death? Who will not fear hell? Who will not fear spear? But there's need for them to be raised. So thank you very much, sir. Nadi Yuka and Mama Yuka. Thank you very much for all that you stand for and represent. So all of us are in training, right? Where are we? We're in Barak. The Lord said to be, it's fought. Fought. We're in the fort to receive training and equipping. So I want to believe God that we're going to apply our heart in such manner. And this is not a time to enjoy revelation. It's a time to engage. That won't be like this. The children of that ran in the day of war. Are we blessed today? I want to trust God that in the next few months from now, that the giant you will start emerging. The son you will start emerging. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to trust the Lord that after this very, very meeting, after this season, that over all of us, everywhere we go, we'll see the shout of the King over us. We carry it over us. Everywhere you go, the voice will keep speaking to you. We keep stirring you up. We keep hastening you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Can we just appreciate the Lord for this morning? Let's give thanks to the Lord for this morning. Let's thank Him. Let's bless the Lord again. Let's give Him glory and honor.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.